USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has her dinner interrupted by Trump administration opponents in New York City. Then over the weekend, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she was thrown out of a restaurant in Virginia because she works for President Trump. Now, U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California is applauding those responsible.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd, and you tell them they're not welcome.
Waters also calling at that rally against Trump administration immigration policy for the president to be impeached. A federal judge taking up North Carolina's so-called bathroom law today. The U.S. District Court in Raleigh will hear arguments that claim the law discriminates against transgender people. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
A fire still growing northwest of Sacramento, California, now threatening hundreds of buildings. The Pawnee Fire has burned at least 7,700 acres, and now people are being forced to evacuate. The Racing World mourning the death of auto driver Jason Johnson. The 41-year-old World of Outlaws driver was killed in a crash on Saturday night at the Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin. Secretary of Defense James Mattis confirming that the Defense Department is getting ready to build some temporary camps for illegal immigrants at two U.S. military bases.
We're in a logistics support response mode to the Department of Homeland Security.
The Pentagon saying recently it was making space available for as many as 20,000 unaccompanied immigrant children who were separated from their parents during the president's zero-tolerance policy at the border, which he has since undone with an executive order. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roseanne Barr now showing great regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot. In a podcast interview shared online over the weekend, she cried and said she's lost everything and is now nothing but a hate magnet. There's a new number one at the theater box office, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more on that.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species? Or should they just be left to die?
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in North America, earning $150 million during its opening weekend. And coming in at second place, last week's record breaker from Disney.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes. And Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
The Incredibles 2 at number 2 with 81 million, followed by Ocean's 8 at number 3 with 11 million, Tag at number 4 with 8 million, and number 5 is Deadpool 2 with 5 million.
And legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin is suing his Kids and Family Foundation, claiming they're taking advantage of his trust and finances. His children say he's being used by outside parties who are the real ones trying to manipulate him. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.